Elections are being held today at the University of Glasgow to choose a new rector, and there is a name on the ticket that may surprise you. Edward Snowden of NSA leaker fame. Students have nominated him to serve as a liaison to the university administration. He is not out campaigning, of course. Snowden is still living in temporary asylum in Russia. PhD student Chris Castles helped nominate Snowden and has been working to get the vote out for today's election. So, Chris, why Edward Snowden?
Well, we felt that the rector contest was a really unique opportunity for Glasgow University students to voice our opposition to the mass surveillance programs that are being carried out by NSA and GCHQ in the UK.
So tell us, what does a rector even do?
Well, the role of a rector is entirely up to the students. At Glasgow University, we've had a long and proud tradition of electing rectors to make political statements. So we've had a Mandela, we've had Albert Luthuli, who was the ANC leader, and most recently we've had Mordecai Vanunu, who was the Israeli whistleblower. He was elected in 2005. So the role is entirely determined by students. What we are calling on students to do today and tomorrow during the elections is to vote for Edward Snowden, to send a clear signal to the world that we are against pervasive state surveillance, that we support his actions as a whistleblower.
So what if Edward Snowden won? Would he physically come to Glasgow and be rector? I mean, how would that actually work?
Well, obviously, Snowden's situation is very difficult. I think it very unlikely that he would be able to set foot on campus, but he's perfectly able to liaise with students over the internet. We're confident that if Edward Snowden is elected, that he'll be very happy to maintain a dialogue with students at Glasgow.
Now, Edward Snowden is a very controversial figure. You think he's great. Other people think he's terrible. What is it that you think is great about Edward Snowden?
Well, we admire his courage. He's given up everything in order to expose what he felt and what we feel are immoral and corrupt practices by state security agencies in both the UK and the US.
Why are you so bothered by the surveillance?
NSA and GCHQ are currently harvesting practically all our personal communications. We feel that this is completely unacceptable. We have a right to privacy.
Chris, are you getting any pushback from students at the university who don't want Snowden as rector?
Well, obviously, there are three other candidates standing, so obviously their supporters don't want Snowden as rector. But I think overwhelmingly there is a huge amount of support for what Edward Snowden's done. We'll find out tomorrow at 5 p.m. whether or not we've been successful. We've been out all day today leafleting. We'll be out all day tomorrow talking to students. And generally, feedback on the ground has been overwhelmingly positive.
Chris Castles is a graduate student at the University of Glasgow in Scotland. Edward Snowden is one name on the ticket for the next rector. Chris, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.